can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
For August 23rd, 2023, episode 53. Oh, hello, ma bella italiano queeno.
Buenos sera.
Cheers, baby.
Hello from Italy.
Hello, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine.
She's just fine. Shall we drink and then we'll get into everything?
Yeah, let's drink.
Now, what does this look like? Apple juice?
Yes, it does. It looks like apple juice.
It's a gold color.
Let's smell it first.
Smell it first. Okay. Smell it first.
Smells like wine. Smells like wine.
There's a whole story behind this. Taste this one.
Oh, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
You know, this was specially selected for us. This is a Carlaz Vino Bianco prodotto in Italia, prima terra.
Your niece and nephew are probably cringing.
They're cringing right now. This comes from this very region.
Oh.
It was selected for us by the sommelier of this very establishment where we are.
Oh, we have quite the story.
Yes. Sabrina.
I can barely hear me.
You can. Well, you know, I did ask you about that earlier. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. That's okay. Better.
I can hear you. Everyone hears you just fine.
Okay.
All across the nation, we hear you. Believe me, we hear you.
Am I being difficult?
Yeah, kind of. Just a little bit. We had a slight technical difficulty. First of all, it's amazing any of this stuff works at all. I've never even done a two-person podcast on the road ever in my life.
Are you going to get a kink in your neck from looking at? You should see this setup that we're doing in this small room in the hotel.
I'm going to do a little bit like this. Okay. This will work better.
Adam's going to have a neck kink because I'm sitting to the side of him.
You're sitting on the luggage.
I'm sitting on the luggage rack.
The working condition. You should call HR about this. Hello, this is HR. I'm sorry, it's Tina. Call me yourself.
I'm in Italy, so Italy. I'm not complaining at all.
Do you like it? Okay, what do you think?
Yeah? I do, yeah. It's refreshing.
Does it need to open up a bit? Or?
You know, we don't usually drink apple juice wine, so...
You want to hear the story behind
this?
I have 46 seconds.
You know, we haven't really had much. Oh, yeah, we did have red. Okay, we'll get into that. But anyway.
First of all, Cork Soakers, Vineyard Nation, this is the episode for you. I mean, we have pretty much only wine stories.
Oh, my. We're all graped out, too. We have had so much wine.
It is 10:35 p.m. Wednesday night. So it's later even by our regular clock.
Oh, yeah. And the show will be posted early because we're 7 hours ahead.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone's going to be very confused by this episode. But we are in Porto Venere.
Yes.
I think I'm saying that right. Yeah. Porto Venere. Porto Venere, Italy. Yes. You have to say Italy.
Italy. We arrived on Saturday, but we still have some Spain stories.
We got a lot to talk about.
Italy is my favorite.
Let's go back to Spain.
Don't you want to talk about the wine? Do you want to talk about that before we?
It's almost like I want to wait because there's so much leading up to this, including a Spain winery.
Okay.
I mean, this is maybe I should mention one thing.
Yes.
Just to get started.
Yes.
The podcast in Italy is popping.
Everybody knows about the podcast.
For some reason, podcasting has just become popular here 20 years after invention. And everyone in this hotel is like, everyone we've spoken to is like, oh, you're from the podcast.
Yes. We checked into this hotel and they're like, oh, you're from the podcast. We're like, what?
This is so fantastic.
The manager wants to speak to you. The sommelier wants to come and talk to you. And anyway, we'll get into all that.
We'll get to that. So
anyway, okay.
So we have to be really kind because everyone's listening to this episode.
I know.
Every single person we've met is listening to this episode.
I know.
All right. So we left off Thursday in Spain.
No, Thursday. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because we did the show Wednesday.
No, we did it Wednesday, yes. And we had gone to the tour of Barcelona.
Right.
Yes. And so then Thursday you did No Agenda from the hotel.
Yes.
And I just basically chilled out on Friday.
Let me just say, did you have a beautiful day all by yourself without me?
Yes, I hung out by the pool.
Yeah,
and I
looked at the chemtrails.
Yes, I took pictures of the chemtrails and sent it to several people. Yeah. But I was laying out by the pool. I had a couple glasses of rosé and it was nice.
Yes, and I was sweltering away in the room. Working.
In Spain, in beautiful Spain.
It was nice, though.
Oh, Sitges was really nice, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It did remind me of Florida a little bit, though.
Surprisingly so.
Yeah, it did. It reminded me of Florida. And then Friday, we got up and we got picked up at, was it 10 o'clock?
I don't remember.
I can't even
remember. But it was Jordy, our driver who had basically drove us. Every single time we needed to go somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, so, he picked us up from the airport. He took us for the tour in Barcelona. And then he's taking us to, I don't even know where we were. He took us somewhere. We were going for this wine tour. And we pull up in this industrial park. And I'm like, where are the grapes? I don't see the grapes.
He's like, well, this is the official location of the address. I think I've done this before and also done it wrong.
Let me
go. We were literally like at the warehouse, the corporate headquarters. Yeah.
I'm like, there's no greenery here. So then he pulls in and we come to like this back entrance and I'm thinking,
What did we sign up for? Are they going to throw a black hood over us like, and then we'll never be heard from again?
Like, what is this? And so my notes keeps.
Oh, it keeps
because I'm
going
not
away.
Here, you know.
Yeah, I know the working conditions.
So
I understand.
First, when we pulled up, I'm thinking we got nicer wineries in Hill Country. What is this?
Well, it was on the side apparently, and then we walked around to the front.
And
this is a huge operation.
The experience completely changed.
Yes.
It's a huge operation.
So the Torres Winery is apparently. I mean, we don't know what do we know?
Familia Torres.
It's Familia Torres. It is a very, very well known winery. They do millions of bottles a year. This was a proper operation.
I've never had a tour like this ever.
No.
It was beyond. I mean, everything that we've done here, I've had no expectations. I didn't research. I relied on the travel agent. I didn't really research anything. I'm like, oh, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And so we walked in and Christina was our guide. And so it started, they take us to this theater.
Yeah, like a 100-person movie theater. No one in there, just us. Okay, now we show you the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like,
we're going to see
what?
A movie.
Like, is this Mission Impossible 3? And it was a beautifully produced 14-15 minute movie of the history of the winery, because it goes back, you know, it's been five or six generations in this family.
Yes.
It reminded me a little bit of the first time I had the Budweiser tour of Anheuser-Busch, you know, the family. You also go through this whole kind of historical thing, you know, it's like, oh, this is all the history of it.
Uh-huh.
But it was and it was modern. I mean, modern theater, and I'm vaping.
Oh,
we're sitting there vaping away.
Yeah.
There's no one else there.
Yeah, it was just the two of us in this theater. Yeah.
And then it ends, and then Christina comes back. Says, okay, let's go. Let's go on the tour.
Well, she takes us outside, and she pours us a glass of... What did she pour us a glass of? It was bubbles.
They make a lot of cava.
So, was it cava?
But this was not official. I forget what... I should have taken a picture. Actually, I did take a picture, didn't I?
I don't remember. Yeah. We have so many pictures.
It was... they didn't call it cava, so cava is essentially champagne.
Right.
They just can't call it champagne because
they're
not in the champagne region.
Oh.
But they make Fresnet, which is...
Fresnet. Which is like Andres?
Pretty much. Remember when I was doing the tour of Portugal back in the early 80s?
Yes, you did the beauty contest.
I did the Miss Fresnet beauty competition.
Where did we have the Fresnet? With Hans?
Hans and Veep, and yes.
Veep,
exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Hold on a second. So
we're standing there. She's giving us. She's talking about the different grapes and the vineyards. And she said, "Come on, let's go. Let's go and look at the grapes." And then she allowed us to take a grape off the vine and to taste it. Remember that?
Yes.
Hello, are you with me?
Yes,
hello.
I'm looking at them. It was Montesa. I took a picture of it. I took a picture of it.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a good boy. I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
She told us a lot about the winery, about
we got to taste the grapes, remember? Yep, and then
the different grapes
and how some of them
right off the vine, because it's completely organic. So there was no crap on it.
But they're suffering from a severe drought.
Yes. A lot of climate change talk.
Yes. Oh, and how they were trying to combat it.
Yes, by reducing their carbon, mm-hmm. which to me sounded like they had gotten in some kind of local trouble.
Adam was rolling his eyes at that point.
Brother, okay, all right. Let's. But, you know.
We're going to send her this podcast, though.
She poured us a second glass, and I was like, well, the eyes stopped rolling. I'm good. Yeah, we're rocking and rolling.
We're feeling no pain. Yeah. No, and then we went into... we got into a car and they drove us to a different part of the winery.
Yeah, that's right.
And we went and she showed us where the trucks were coming in that emptied out the grapes.
Right.
And how that they shake off from the stems and how the bad grapes
we actually learned
from the good
how a winery works. Yes. We actually, for the first time, you know, yes. you put in some into the steel bin, some into the, you know, different, was it, they had some wood there as well, didn't they? They had 3 wood and 4 steel. Big vats
yes.
that everything goes into.
Oh my
into.
Gosh, yes, I forgot about yeah. that too.
But anyway, the cool part was next.
Yes, the cool. So she takes us downstairs into this very, it was like the basement. And she the doors were open and she closed them quickly. And I was like, why is she closing the door? Are we supposed to be walking through there? But she
and
wanted
this
the entrance.
This classical music playing.
Well, she wanted the entrance to be like phenomenal, yeah. which it was.
Yeah.
So she opens the door and we walk in and there's classical music playing. And then.
It's like a car park with no cars in it. A parking garage with no cars.
Yes, but on the perimeter of yeah. the garage,
yeah.
it was way better than a garage, were behind these glass panels were these huge barrels.
And just and these red lights go woof.
Well, and then it all just lit up like bink, yeah. bink, bink, bink. So you're walking into somewhat of a dark area and the music's playing. And then all of a sudden these rooms just start lighting up. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was very cool. It was a super show. Super show.
Oh, yeah. And then so we walk in there and she goes, so do you like Hillary Clinton?
And we're like, no, not really.
Not really.
No. Oh, then I won't show you. She was here 2 weeks ago.
She came by herself.
No, she said she was going to come by herself, but she had like 8, you know, the mayor and, you know, Secret Service and everything. And she signed the barrels like, okay. And yeah, so I don't show you that. No, it's okay. We don't need to see that.
Yeah, that was funny, though.
But by then she kind of figured out, you know, okay, these are people I can have some fun with.
Yes, exactly.
And everything loosened up from that moment.
Yes. So we went into one of the rooms and she allowed us to extract wine out of white wine out of one barrel and red wine out of the other mm-hmm. and taste it directly. Mm-hmm. It was a young grape, but I've never had that kind of experience before.
Me neither.
Yeah. That was really cool.
Literally right from the top of the barrel. And it was very young. So, you know, she said, you're probably not even going to like remember the white wine. Wouldn't have a great taste.
Yeah, I didn't drink it. Yeah. I think you drank everything.
I drank everything that they put in front of me. Like, yeah, I'll have some more of that. Right from that dropper that they had. Yeah, that's good. I like it. And then, you know, had to hammer the stopper back onto the barrel.
Yeah, I was having
hilarious.
A hard time with that.
Hilarious. At that point, he was like, yeah, okay, this is good.
So, but that was pretty cool. So then after that, we went up to the tasting room.
Now, this is where the magic happens.
Oh, my goodness. And how many... So we had, okay, so we had the glass of cava.
I think there were six glasses.
Tasting of the barrel. Yeah. And then we had 6 different wines.
Right.
And these are not little, in Hill Country,
full glass.
They pour you a half ounce.
For a flight? Yeah, they do.
This will wet your tongue. This is like a 4 or 5 ounce pour per glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the glasses. So, and this is, of course, the genesis of this show and the selection of the Curry and the Keeper sippy cups. And
so we start
talking about the importance of the glasses. And now she studied this. She's sommelier. She studied all this stuff. She worked in the UK. She worked in, didn't she work?
In
several countries.
Yeah. Was she from France? I think she was
from France originally.
I can't remember.
And then we're talking about the importance of the glass. Oh, yes, the stem, of course, and how to hold it and everything.
Yeah, because she's holding it at the base.
Yeah.
She goes, feel the little dip underneath the base of the glass.
Yeah,
and that's where
your knuckle goes.
Yes, and you hold it that way.
And then Tina's like, oh, let me show you our glasses we have for our podcast. And man, I've never seen someone else do an eye roll.
She smirked. She smirked at the glasses. Mm-hmm.
Podcasters.
And here's Adam just delighting in it.
I think, so this will be a limited run, our sippy cups. We're going to have to go.
Apparently.
Those will be collector's items. We're going to have to go for something else, babe.
All right.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it even a bad wine will taste better with a thin glass with a stem.
That's what we've learned here. Yes, that's
although
what we've
I kind of knew that already.
You know what?
This wine is growing on me, by the way.
Listen, Vineyard Nation, we're on location here, learning about all things wine, glasses, to bring it back to you.
And we're doing it for you, okay?
Yeah, we're doing it for you, okay? It was so funny.
We're jumping on that grenade.
But darn, I mean, we had so much, and we ended up buying some wine, which we're going to have shipped back to us.
Yeah.
And, but they have limited editions. Like, they did not, there was not big
2,000 bottles or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only buy there. You can't get it anywhere else. And so we did buy a couple bottles of shipping it to
us. And so, of course, I took some pictures of the wine. I sent them to Andrea and like, Andrea, show this to David. Because
has he said anything back?
No, he hasn't to me, okay. But he knows his wine.
Yeah, he'll probably be like, ugh.
So, he'll be like,
oh. And if that wasn't enough,
would you
like some lunch?
Well, because at first we were like, no, we're probably not going to do it. Then she's like, well, it was planned. And we're like, oh, okay. So they take us to this lunch spot and we sit down and we're looking at the menu. We're like, what are you going to have? I don't know. What are you going to have? We didn't realize it was a pre-selected menu with more alcohol.
Another 5 glasses, I think.
Well, it started with vermouth. Remember? The first pour was vermouth.
Vermouth is also, the region is a vermouth region.
Yes,
yeah.
They made vermouth.
And the vermouth was actually quite nice.
Okay, so picture this. Adam and I are already like, woo, we're feeling no pain. Yes, let's drink some more.
Yes.
Thank goodness we weren't driving.
I mean, no, it was really outrageous. I don't even remember exactly. There must have been 5 courses to the meal. It was all little things. They had an eggplant came out, some cheese
and
came out.
A scallop.
Yeah, and it was all beautifully done.
And there was wine paired with
every course.
Even the dessert had alcohol in it.
Yep.
Because
Yep. I remember that too.
And then we ended with a glass of brandy. Like, so we started with vermouth,
had
4 glasses of wine.
So, actually, it was after that that we bought some wine. This is how they do it.
Oh.
Would you like to buy some wine? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah.
But it was so nice.
We didn't finish those glasses. We only drank like a little bit of those glasses.
I could not. So,
But it, hands down, so worth the experience. If you have a chance to go to Familia Torres Winery.
Oh, it is hands down.
Ask for Christina. Tell her we sent you. And make sure you have the lunch.
Yes, hands down. It was
unbelievable.
And the vineyard itself is just stunning. It's stunning.
This is what, I mean, you're so right. I mean, this is not what we have in Hill Country.
Oh, no,
I mean,
not at all.
If anyone had even anything, just even a little bit of that tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be phenomenal.
Yeah, it was hands down the best.
And now that you mention it, you know, you go for a flight, and I'm not saying anything bad about, you know, the wineries in Hill Country, but you go for a flight, it's like, but you say ping, 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 ping,
ping. Look at when we go to Vaudeville, when we do go to our quarterly, they give you a taste. That's it.
Even Augusta Vin, it's like, it's not much.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's like a taste.
Actually, at Augusta Vin.
Oh, because you're a celeb and our waitress knows you and loves you. So she's like, let me pour you up, Adam.
She's a server.
And Tawny.
Are you Tawny Catane?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, your hair did kind of look like Tawny Catane one of these days. It was pretty sexy. I liked it. Your hair grows here.
We talked about that in the last show.
I know. I just wanted to mention it again.
I've been trying to tame it.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
And then we got in the car. Jordy brought us back. And I think we passed out for 2 hours on the couch in the room.
Well, no. Wait,
I don't remember anything.
Wait, on our way back. So I'm in the car. Okay. Adam's buying the wine. I'm sitting in the car with Jordy. I'm like, woo, hey, Jordy. And he goes, I have a surprise for you guys. And I'm like, you do? And he's like, yeah. And I go, he goes, I Googled Adam. I know who he is. I'm like, oh, goodness. Here we go again. And I go, you have a surprise for us? He goes, yes. I used to I'm not doing the accent right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm digging your accent.
He's like, I used to be a singer, and I used to sing Neil Diamond.
And so I get in the car, and then, and he's like, I have a surprise. And then he puts it on, and it's Song Sung Blue that he did. And he has, it actually
he's got a crooner voice.
He has a crooner look, actually.
Yes.
And we're like, more. And he said, well, I have
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
And we're singing, and it's his recording.
You know, I should have asked him for a CD.
And he
I'm
goes,
sure he had one.
You are customers of the month.
I said, next time we're here, we want to see a little plaque on the back of this seat here, Jordy, with a dark picture.
Customer of the month.
It was.
He was such a nice guy.
He was really a part of the experience.
Oh, he was such a nice guy. Yeah. It's so funny, though. He was like, so many people on this trip have Googled you. So I don't know what Anthea from Seamless Luxury Travel did, but she told people about you and the podcast. Even, well, we'll get into that. But yeah, so Adam, you know, after all that, the kava and the tasting and the lunch with the vermouth
I'm
and the
singing
brandy,
Sweet Caroline. And
Sweet Caroline. So we get back to the hotel in Spain. We both pass out.
Completely.
We sleep for like, what, three hours?
Like teenagers on Ibiza. It and felt then, just like that. We like we've been partying, we've been doing some raves.
And then we woke up and we're like, oh man, we got to go to dinner. Like,
we did. We rallied.
I wasn't even hungry.
It was good. We had a nice dinner.
You've been hungry like the whole time.
Every single time you say, are you hungry? Yep.
I know. I'm hungry.
And also, that was the last night. And I finally figured out the thermostat. How good was that on the last night we were there?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Because it was
everything
so
is in Celsius,
cold.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Celsius part.
Oh, you just didn't know how to do it.
No, I mean, I'm pretty good with technology, but it was just messed up.
Yeah.
I was pressing you to do tip, tip, tip.
Yeah.
So I finally got that good.
But yeah, we had a nice time in Sieges, and you were able to see Hans.
I was able to see Hans another time. We had a nice lunch together.
Yes.
Prayed. He's sick. So we prayed together, which was beautiful.
That, baby. I love that.
And we prayed everywhere. We prayed.
And that's the one thing I want to say.
Didn't even pray at the lunch? I think we did.
We prayed everywhere.
Yeah,
before every meal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were talking about this today, and I said how this whole trip we were listening to Living Up in a Down World, and they were talking about all the favor and how Pastor Jimmy and Annette's trip went, how it was just so unbelievable for them. And same thing with me and Adam. God has been in the center of this whole experience. Like, we marvel at his majesty. Like, the world is his work, and we do not take that for granted, and we express our gratitude. And we've done that this whole trip, and with people that family and friends and
people, family, friends, but also even everything has been very connected to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Grapes, the food. I mean, the food has just been
the water, the everything. Yeah it's been amazing.
It has been.
So we're getting ready to leave Spain. And I'm packing things up, and Adam tells me that he was traumatized by my Marie Kondo packing. Oh.
She has a system. Well, we know this. That's why you're the keeper. And the system is in the suitcase. So the system never really came out of the suitcase for whatever reason.
I don't know, because we weren't there that long. I don't know why I did it that way.
You don't know why? It's who you are, darling. It's who you are. So, you know, everything's rolled up and everything's. And so I can't really even look. I have trouble seeing anything. And now I'm looking at just all these rolled up little dough things, like little dowels.
Like little loaves of bread.
Yes. Everything is a baguette. And I can't see if it's black or if it's blue, if it's underwear, if it's a shirt.
Baguette.
And it's like, and I'm like, Can I get one of these? Can I take something out of the system?
Why were you so traumatized?
Because you're kind of like, well, just don't mess it up. I've got to beep boop beep boop boop.
I was not like that. I was not.
Maybe it just felt that way to me, but it felt like the system was not to be too disturbed too much. I swear I wore one pair of underwear 2 days in a row. I just didn't say anything. I'd just wear this again. Because, you know, I'd go and get something, and it'd be like a whole bunch of other things. I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if it was your stuff or my stuff.
Babe, you're on the right. I'm on the left.
Oh, okay. Now she tells me. No, that's not true. There was a whole thing.
You were not paying attention during the PowerPoint presentation.
Did not watch
it. It was the packing. I was sleeping PowerPoint during the presentation.
The packing. It's the triple P, everybody. The packing PowerPoint presentation. Okay, I did miss that. It's kind of like the briefing before takeoff on the airplane.
Exactly.
Now you hear, if we get the water, then you grab this thing from this side, and if there's a. Excuse me. This is an exit row. Are you able to touch this thing here? That's what it felt like. I'm so,
geez. No, did it make your life really hard?
Not at all. Okay. But then I just casually mentioned,
you're traumatized by your Marie Kondo stuff.
A little traumatized with the system. Which luckily, when we got to Italy, the system got unpacked.
I think you were
kind of waiting for that because is it 5 days we've here been?
Yes, we are here five nights. I don't know why I didn't unpack in Sitges, even though we were
the
there.
The closet was not really handy.
Yeah.
The closet was not really handy.
Yeah. And once we got here, I'm sorry. Do you have to go to therapy? No.
No.
Okay.
No. I love you. I love you. I love your system.
That was so funny. Okay. So we.
As much as I love. Complaining, I mean, not complaining, but just, I'm sorry.
It's my wine. I do like this.
It's pretty good, right? Do you taste the flowers? Because the flowers.
Oh, well, careful. You almost poured it.
Do you taste the melon?
Sure, yeah. Okay. I taste it.
All right. Is
there pineapple in it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's melon. Melon and
You poured more in your glass than mine. Just saying.
Here. Come here.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay.
I got to take a picture of this setup. This is hilarious. Although we can't, I guess we can't show you.
Do not take a picture of me. I'm in my pajamas.
All right. Sorry for even suggesting it.
So
let me go to the airport.
Yes. And we get through and we go up into we're in the lounge and we're relaxing in the lounge. And
yes, we had a good lounge experience.
Yes, we had a good lounge experience.
Did you know there were Dutch people who were sitting in that same little area we were?
Across from us?
Yes.
Oh, were they Dutch?
Yeah.
Oh.
They would give me looks.
Oh, they recognized you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
They give me looks.
I couldn't tell. She looked kind of Dutch because she was tall and thin and blonde. That's usually the Dutch look. Yeah. I couldn't tell, though.
I don't remember that.
I was just watching what they were eating. I'm like, what are you eating?
It was a good little experience.
And so we get on the plane.
Vueling.
Yeah,
which has seats that do not recline at all.
Yes.
No.
It's
not even a button.
It's the spirit of Europe.
And you saw where my knees were.
I know. Oh,
they were in the back of the seat in front of me.
It was okay.
It was a pretty good flight. It was only, 2 hours? Not that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. So we get to Italy.
Yes, we arrive.
We have...
And there's Danny. Danny's there to drive us.
Really small airport, which is great. Mm-hmm. Genoa. Really
airport.
Small airport. And so Danny's driving us and we're driving.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. We get pulled over, flagged by the police. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, we're in the car and according to what we thought, it was like 10 minutes.
Oh, I thought that. Yes, because that's what the app said.
According to Tina, the tour guide, it's really close by. It's like 10, 15 minutes. I'm not saying it was an hour. He says, you're going to Milan? I said, no, we're not going to Milan. And I was joking. Okay, Danny, joking. It's about an hour and 45 minutes.
I thought it was 10 minutes.
No, he says, it's about an hour and 45 minutes. Okay, that's like Austin. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll settle in.
Yeah, but we're driving down the road and the police just randomly flag people over.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's
it was
just
okay.
Odd.
Well, the carabinieri, so they're the people's police. They're the people's police.
They're the people's police.
Yeah.
What are they looking for?
I don't know.
Oh.
You're probably looking suspicious.
That was weird.
Hey, we're here with the podcast.
Yeah, we're here with the podcast.
The podcast. So
we finally arrived at Porto.
And we go through all the tunnels, and we've got that. You can already see the landscape. It's just beautiful.
And the water was to my left.
Yes.
So, I mean, the water is just... breathtaking.
Yeah, this is along the entire coast.
Breathtaking.
Coastline.
Yeah.
And so we go to Cinque Terre, five terraces.
We're in
Porto Venere, I think I'm pronouncing it right.
I
wanted to say Venere, but it's not.
Oh.
It's Porto Venere.
Oh.
And
you're saying it so fast like you really know what you're saying.
You've heard me talk Italian with these people.
Barely. Ciao.
Hey, ciao, you got a cecco? hey, man, you got the check over me?
Hey, man.
Anyway, so we get into this hotel, and right away, the manager comes up.
Well, no, we check in. They're like, oh, our manager wants to say hello to you. We're like, okay. All right, whatever.
And he's like, well, okay, do you need anything? Everything we have special for this. And
I'm, we want the sommelier to talk to you about the podcast.
I'm trying to focus in on what is going on. He's like, oh, about the podcast. It's about the podcast. Yes, you will do the podcast. Yeah, we're going to do the podcast. Yeah. Podcast. Oh, it's very important. It's a podcast. Blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, it's the podcast. It's a podcast. Everything's for the podcast.
Everybody knew who you
and,
were.
And it wasn't until much later that I figured out that Spotify has just really launched podcasting in Italy. And it's a thing now. It's hot. And so everybody, the bartender, the waitresses, the girls at breakfast, they're all like, oh, we love podcasts. Yes, podcasts. How do you make the podcast?
Yeah, can I do the podcast? We got the wine for you for the podcast.
And we're like, you got the wine for the podcast?
Can we get the wine for you for the podcast? Do you want it now? Can we open it for you? For the wine for the podcast.
I'm like, what am I going to do with this? What is going on?
Can you meet with us before the podcast to talk about the wine? So you met with Sabrina.
I did meet with Sabrina. She's a sommelier.
But we had gone to dinner the first night we were here. We just had dinner in the restaurant. Yeah. And so we were... That's when she came up to us, and that's when you arranged for the time, and you had talked about the Parmigiana, remember? And she goes, we don't have any chicken Parmigiana here, like in the United States.
This is real. This is not, I spit on your Parmigiana cheese. By the way, you got a podcast? Anyway.
But everybody has Googled you. It's so crazy. People have Googled you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, podcast.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I know who you are. Yes. So Sabrina is the sommelier.
Yes, she is the sommelier.
And so eventually, you know, it's like, okay, you know, so you need the wine for the podcast. I'm not sure, but I think Anthea actually said, you know, they drink a bottle of wine with the podcast.
Maybe.
Must have been something.
I don't know.
Maybe they listened to the podcast.
I don't know what Anthea told.
I'm not sure what happened. Anyway, so finally.
Can I just say real quick?
Yes.
If you are planning a trip and you need help, definitely contact Anthea with Seamless Luxury Travel.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter what your budget is for your vacation. No. Her services are unbelievable.
And you get an app.
It's true to the name Seamless. I mean, it really is. I cannot sing her praises enough.
Yes,
it was. It has been.
You can
easy.
Fly Vueling with your knees up against the and you still feel like a superstar. Somehow, it still makes you feel good. It doesn't matter. You still feel groovy about it.
The thing about Vueling too, they said, okay, we're here. The first five rows can stand up. The second five rows. Everybody
complied.
Pays attention.
Yeah.
Like instead of everybody standing up at once and you're like jockeying for position, everybody complies.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was. Comply.
Anyway, go ahead. So you're talking about Sabrina.
So I finally meet up with Sabrina. I said, look, we're going
to
do
yesterday. I go, Adam, do I have to go?
No.
I'm the pod father.
I want to sit there. And she showed me three wines. She really gave me a full explanation. It was like a little private, personal thing. And I said, hey, please show me your favorite. And we'll drink that one, which is this one. So I pulled a 46-second clip.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have to kind of focus in on the Italian.
Yes.
But you'll get the idea.
Okay.
This one is one of my favorite wine. So this is called Carlazza from Prima Terra, can use in the Cinque Terre, especially in Campiglia. It's a vermentino 100%. If you see the color, it's not like the classic one, vermentino that is like a very pale, our orange wine in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And because there is a little bit of maturation of the grape skin. It's from last year because
2022.
Yeah, 21 mostly because this kind of wine are not really for aging. So the taste of this one is very balanced. So it's dry, but there is a lot of perfume there of flowers,
flowers
and fruit, mature fruit like orange and especially peaches and melon.
Peaches and melon. You get the peaches and melon from?
I do. Yeah. I like it very much.
Yeah. It's good, right?
Yes.
Get you ready for bed.
Yeah, I'm ready. Put me to bed, man.
It's good.
It's 11:06
So everyone here has just been super, super, super nice.
And so I mean, accommodating.
And yes. I don't know if it's because of the podcast or they're like that the to podcast. Everybody. I have a feeling they're just nice
well,
here.
We showed up in the room and Thea and Lauren from Seamless brought us a bottle of wine too, which has been so kind. They did that in Spain.
We've been spoiled. We've been spoiled.
Yeah, it's been so nice. That was so nice. Yes, she picked out a good one.
It's perfect for now because I said, look, it's going to be late. It's going to be Wednesday night. It said, not too heavy. So this is...
Yes.
It's kind of good.
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Sabrina.
Yeah. So everybody knows Adam here in the hotel. Everybody. Even, yes. We'll talk about this in a minute.
So then the next day we go to...
No, Thursday you had the show. And so then
I did another show.
You did a show here.
I'm just working my butt off here.
I know, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And so I just like spent the day. I went walking around.
Once again.
And,
you know, you live in the lap of luxury.
I had gelato. It was good. But I'm laying around. So there's no sand here.
No, people love, it's Love on the Rocks. It's
Love on the
Rocks. Love on the Rocks. Show title.
You know, so there's huge boulders, which is kind of smart because sand erodes. Boulders don't.
Well, smart. They just don't have any sand. I don't think it was, you know, it was on purpose.
Well, they could have trucked in sand.
But what you see here is, this is like Roman times. I mean, it's like a village from, wasn't this originally from 1060 or something?
I love the small little streets with
it's basically a harbor. It's a harbor with a couple of small streets and two churches.
Yes. And so, but everybody lays out on the rocks. Mm-hmm.
The Italians have their vacation now. So the Italians are basically, it's not tourists from England or anything. It's Italians.
It's Italians.
Here.
Yeah. 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 But, and none of the Italians tip like Americans tip.
They love Adam.
Yeah, they do. Because like, you've tipped everybody.
Tip everybody. It's what we do. Because the price is. Are cheap here.
Yes.
It's insane how crazy expensive America is with food and beverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, travel
is
expensive.
And the food in America is crap. I mean, I would not eat the gluten or the wheat in America. The pasta is so, I never eat pasta.
You never eat anything, bread or any of that stuff.
No, and I've been just, I'm about
chowing down.
25 pounds.
No, you're not. You're not a single pound.
I'm on vacation. I don't care.
You look the same as the day I met you.
Oh, good thing your eyes are going. Anyway, yes, so I was surprised about the people who just, they take their towel and they're just laying on these big rocks and they're everywhere.
Smoking a stogie, smoking a cigarette.
You know, and I saw also they have the lounge chairs where they have the sun visor.
Comes from the back
of the chair and it comes. Why don't we have that? Do we have that in the United States?
I've never seen that. I don't think so.
I was like, what? This is crazy. Why don't we have this? But so it was kind of nice while you were slaving away.
Slaving
you did a Boostergram ball and then you did No Agenda the same day.
I got up like at 11 p.m. out of the chair and I was crooked. I couldn't stand up. Oh, you were asleep.
Yes.
I could not because I'd been in the chair all day,
the show. And so, and I was like, I was gallivanting around and I was having.
These are usually the moments when I think we could live here. Yeah, we could live here. I always think this. I can do the show here. I can live here. It's like, who needs to live anywhere else but here?
We always do that.
Yes.
When we went to New York and it was beautiful, we're like, we could live here. We
live
in Chicago.
Here.
We're like, we could live here.
Yeah.
And then we're like, no.
Wait, no, not in Chicago. No, no. But here, yeah, we could live here. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So then the next day, we went to another winery. Now,
we got picked up at what, 9:30?
By Peter.
Peter with the ponytail.
Peter looks a bit like Jerry from the vape shop with the ponytail.
Oh, does he?
Very much so.
He looked like somebody from a rock band.
That's Jerry from the vape shop. Yeah, he looks totally like a hippie from the late 70s. He's got his gray ponytail. And Peter's great. Peter doesn't talk much.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. His English is not very good. No,
and he's got a Renault, Peugeot van.
Peugeot.
Yeah, perfect. And he drove us to...
I kind of like that. I'm like, I don't really want to talk to somebody that I just don't want to.
But he hears very well. It's like 10 minutes. You said like 20 minutes. He hears 10 minutes.
I know. I go, oh, Google's wrong.
So he's
listening, listening.
Oh, yeah. So he took us... And this wasn't too far. It was about an hour? A little more than that?
Yeah. I don't even know where we went.
We went to Luna.
Luna
to the winery Luna,
which was kind of weird because it was like right in the middle of a neighborhood, which is
it's in the middle of three different regions. So it's Tuscany and then the other region, which I can't remember, and the other region, which you also can't remember. And they're right in kind of the middle. It's very small. They only do, what do they do, like 50,000 bottles, I think they said?
I think they do. They do young bottles.
All very young, a lot of whites, rosé.
Yeah, a lot.
We'd actually had one of their rosés here at the hotel.
Yes, we did, but they do a lot. Their volume is more than the Spain, than the Familia Torres winery.
No, their volume is much smaller.
No. The one here in Italy is much bigger.
Yeah, but this winery was very small.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
No. Torres does.
I must have been drunk.
Yep. Started off right away. No. It was much, much smaller.
Really?
Yeah, much smaller. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on the other hand, this is a whole different experience because the Italians here, you know, so this is like everyday wine.
Yes,
they literally have a gas pump. So the Italians roll up here with all their bottles and they go up and they can choose which wine they want. This is like 150 a liter. This is 250 a liter. And they
fill up their bottles.
They literally fill up their bottles with a pump. It's ding, 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 ding. And they pay at the pump. But it's crazy.
This winery, though, they did not only wine, but they made olive oil and liqueur.
Yes, and marmalades.
And marmalades.
Right. All from their own.
Fruit trees.
Fruit trees, olives.
Olive trees, although their olive trees are having an issue with some fungi. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not just a winery. It was all these other products.
Yeah. So we went into the lab and we saw how they make the liqueurs, which was very interesting.
Yes, that was interesting.
The limoncino, because you can't call it limoncella.
But we like the cafe liqueur, it's a wonderful after dinner drink.
Which we had, of course, tastes.
And
then we had our little tasting
then
there.
Then we had more wine.
More wine. And this was interesting because now we had little snacks. Like whenever there's a quiche, even though it's spinach, Tina's like, are the eggs in there?
It's eggy.
No, it was spinachy. There was not eggy at all.
It was eggy.
It was not egg. It's your imagination.
No, it was eggy.
It was spinach. It was just a full-on spinach quiche. And you made that face. Exactly that face. And then the next thing, because it was all these lovely little snacks. And then at the end anchovy.
What was on it? Like a focaccia?
A little bit of cheese and with an anchovy with a fresh orange slice, and you can eat the whole thing, the rind. It was the most. And you said you have to eat the whole thing. And of course, I'm like, my mouth, very big. And so I put the whole thing, I'm like, oh man, the flavors just blended together so well. And I'm just looking like Tina, like, you're not going to eat this, are you?
It was gross. Anchovies are gross.
They're not. The anchovies here are phenomenal. Nothing like anchovies on the Waldorf salad. It is so fresh.
They don't anchovies on a Waldorf salad.
Caesar salad. Yeah, Waldorf Caesar.
A little different.
Different hotel. I really enjoyed the flavor explosion.
I cut it in half and I gave you the rest of the half.
I love the flavor. Even with my janky teeth,
That's the thing.
Explosion.
You were drinking wine out of the side of your mouth because of your teeth sensitivity.
Yeah, my right.
It's been kind of a Debbie Downer with your teeth, man.
My right canine has been very temperature sensitive.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm drinking like I have a balance issue.
Yeah, he's drinking from the side. But you get your new teeth, or your almost second
almost
to new
teeth when we get home.
On Wednesday. Yes.
So. We also met Diego, the owner's son, who is now running a lot of the winery.
Yes, and he gifted us this
beautiful set of wine.
Three bottles of wine, which we cannot bring with us.
No. We can take, I've thought about this, we can take two bottles, one in each suitcase, to Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
So at least we could drink it there.
Oh.
But we can't take all the bottles.
Oh, man, I'm so done drinking.
We have
six bottles coming from Torres.
Well, but that won't arrive until September.
Oh, it won't?
Yeah,
okay.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And so we knew that we had a couple things to arrange with the tour company here, like our driver today. And I said to you, I go, can you call them? And you were like, oh.
What?
And I go, you're the international comms person. I'm not. I do the packing. I make sure you got the number of underwear that you need and the socks.
I said, it's no problem. I'll take care of it. Did I make an issue?
Yes, you did. You were
I did not. I said, I remember in the elevator, I said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
You go, what am I, the international comms person? I go, yes, you are.
Well, you had arranged everything. So I just need to know where the parameters were. You, by the way, Tina Marie Curry.
Yes, baby.
Besides the fact that I love you in your pajamas.
Oh, thanks. And my glasses.
And your glasses.
No makeup glasses.
It's kind of sexy nerdy.
Oh, thanks. Like librarian-ish?
Yes. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, good. Exactly. Good. Yeah, you're going to whip those glasses off and shake your hair loose. Yeah. Okay, her. you have really taken care of this vacation perfectly. I mean, I know you work with Anthea. I mean, you made all the decisions. All I said was, go for it. Go.
No.
Sounds good.
Yeah, like,
sounds
just good. Do it. Sounds just good. Do it.
And it's a total due vacation, which is, you know.
It's been fun, right?
It's been super fun. The pacing's been good. You've given me all the opportunities to do the shows. That's not been a problem. But we've also had our, you know, our days to sleep in and everything. It's just perfect.
I know. It's been so much fun.
You should go work for Anthea. You two should do that.
No. Nope.
You've tailored this very well towards us for our.
I think I sent her a text about something, and it was in the middle of the night for her, and she read it in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. No, I mean, from what I understand, people contact her.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
When there's issues, and so.
But, you know, and so it on one hand, it's, I mean, it's really it's been a tour of seeing people I needed to see for a whole bunch of reasons.
Very important.
It's not really a vacation, but still it's been a vacation, even though it's been working and just continue to keep working.
Yeah.
It's been so fantastic.
I know. We're very blessed.
Especially the next part.
Well, yes.
This was my favorite part. So this is, it's very touristy here. This Cinque Terre. If you say to anyone, oh, we're going to Cinque Terre, they go like, okay, really?
Your sister recommended it.
I know, but she knew that you had done the right thing. So what people do here, Italians as well, they take the train and visit these five different towns. And at this time of year, it's insane.
Yes.
And so we're kind of at the beginning, the first one. It's a beautiful, very quiet, kind of rustic, and people will jump on a ferry here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you had arranged with Anthea for this old fishing boat, which these three guys,
two guys.
It was two guys? I thought three guys did the rebuild. Maybe it's just two.
Oh, I don't know that.
I read the whole backstory. Okay. It's called the Moby Dick.
Yes. Which,
it's funny by itself. And someone had tried to rebuild it and give it up on it, and they found it. And then, you know, and what this maybe was like 40 feet?
There were six of us, and we were very comfortable.
And so they completely restored it, and they put it into a nonprofit. So half of the week, they take people like us around and, you know, do like either a dinner cruise or, you know, just a cruise down to the five different towns. And the other half of the week, they take out underprivileged children, invalids. Can I say that? Can I say
that's a European term?
term.
Disabled is more American.
And they also have a part of a program where they take scientists out who are working on removing microplastics from the water,
the trash. Yes.
And so it's and really so it's just two dudes. And like, hey, man, how you doing? You know, long hair. Like,
that was the plus side. I did not know that it was an organization.
Oh, I'd read up on that.
Nonprofits. Yeah, I didn't. And, you know, I love that.
Because
stuff.
we just by taking this crew, this tour, we're members of the nonprofit. We're voting members. Apparently, everyone who
we had to sign something.
We all had
all in Italian. Yeah. I'm like, where do I sign?
And for this, we had invited my sister, Willow, who lives about 2.5 hours from here with. My nephew and my niece, and my other nephew, Julius, who came in from Holland. The cousins all love each other. They hang out together. And oh, my God.
It was the best.
And I want to say, my God,
day.
I mean, my God, capital G. What a day. Because they're all in their 20s, you know, they're young
adults.
And
they were so excited. They're like, we wouldn't have missed this for the world. We are so excited. We've never done this. It was.
Well, first of all, so Willow says, yeah, we're coming down, but I'm with my EV. Your battery car,
Adam's
Willow.
Rolling his eyes.
With my EV, and can I have a, is there a spot where I can charge? Because I only have a 500 kilometer radius and I could probably make it back, but maybe not. This is the whole reason I don't like battery cars. And I said, don't worry, I'll ask him, I'll take care of it. So I go to the front desk and I say, and I explain the situation. And right away, there's a man who's like, that's for the podcast. It's the podcast. For the podcast. For the podcast, like unplug someone else is for the podcast. Like, you have as much electricity as you want, Mr. Curry, for the podcast. All the so fantastic. And so anyway, they actually walk us down to the pier where the boat is going to arrive. And it's a madhouse there because people are just docking and jumping in line.
Boats are
and
coming
everything.
In boats left and right. Left, yes, and right. Left and right.
And so we get on this thing and, I mean, it's like a fisher boat, but it has a canopy over it, and it's got a big ass diesel engine, and we just start putt-putting out. And
the thing I loved is there's a table
in the middle
of the boat,
yeah.
And there's a magnetic strip and
with all the glasses,
plastic wine glasses stuck to the magnetic strip,
vibrating with the diesel engine. Yeah, and so we just start putt-putting out, and then we go for like half an hour, and they stop. And it's like, okay, and in a little cove. Yeah, let's. You want to swim?
And everybody jumped in. I'm like, yeah. You know, I have a fear of deep water. I don't have confidence in my swimming ability. I just don't. I don't. So the idea of jumping in deep water does not sound like a good time. So the first cove we jump in, there's jellyfish everywhere, and I'm thinking, I can't navigate my fear of deep water and jellyfish at the same time. But you did. You jumped in.
I jumped in, and then I'm like, there's jellyfish here. And the guys like fishing jellyfish out.
Oh, yeah. They were everywhere. Yeah.
So, you know, and they're like, you know, let's go to another cove. Let's go somewhere. So, boop, everyone back on boat. And boop, 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 boop. We go and this is not quiet. There's no jellyfish.
The water
is crystal clear, completely blue.
I've never seen water like
fish,
this.
Just, you know, fish with like just roaming around
everywhere.
Under us.
But the water, I mean, it's not like the oceans in the United States or the Gulf.
It was very salty, though. Very salty water.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, so we're having a really nice time just jumping in. They had a paddle board and goggles
your nieces
and stuff.
And your niece and nephews were having a ball.
They're doing backflips
off the boat. And they were just having fun.
And then these guys said, ready for lunch? Yes, we're ready for lunch. And they bring out. So they cooked in the little cabin there where the captain steers the boat, and they had fresh mussels which had just picked up from Puerto Venera where we
and
are
steamed them yes.
steamed them. His mom had made like this the potato
the quiche,
for quiche,
the quiche
kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we had the tomato bread
and some sort of salad with it was.
And we said grace, and you know, just
everyone got
amens from everybody.
I love
and
that.
It was so beautiful. My heart was so full. It only would have been better if we had the rest of the family.
Yes,
there.
Like Christina and Tiffany and Kido.
And Ellen and Elise. Everyone. I would have loved to have everybody there. Yeah. We have to do that next year. Bitcoin 200,000, baby.
Woohoo!
Okay. That was just phenomenal. The food and as we were talking to Willow, my sister, food is so important here in Italy.
Yes.
And you know, it's like, so you went on the boat. How was the boat? The food was fantastic.
Yes.
Hey, you stayed with those people overnight. How was your stay? The food was great. Everything here is about the food. And I get it.
Yeah.
I really get it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have great beef. We have fantastic beef in Texas.
Yes.
But man, they are blessed. They are blessed with so much
food.
You eat a strawberry,
so
you're like, this is not something that's been on a truck from Mexico.
Yeah, it tastes completely different. The food is so clean.
Yeah.
So then we putter into another little town, and then we're like, well, we'll go. Because Willow's like, let's go into the town.
Yeah, let's go into the town.
And I'm like, okay. Because originally I was like, I don't really want to do that. And we're like, okay. So we go into the busiest town in Cinque Terre.
Well, this old dude comes out in like a rowboat with the outboard engine.
To get us from the boat to take us to the shore.
We call that a tender.
A tender?
Tender. But it wasn't really a tender, it was just a dude. And
old dude who old like dude. Speaks like old world Italian, right?
Not even Italian.
Yeah.
And we go into this, and it's busy and this.
It's crowded. It's like a rock concert.
And it's just wall to wall. And then so we go into a little coffee shop and we have a drink. And then we walk back. And then I'm like,
you need to get cash.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the ATM here for a second. And this is where it got interesting. This is where we were targeted by pickpockets.
Yes. And Sabi and Julius was watching.
The nephews right away, nephew and niece, they caught it. They're so like,
this guy off away from us was taking pictures of Adam taking money out of the ATM. And then Julius and Sabi came up to us and said, we think that's
pickpocket.
Where do they think he was from?
Romania.
Yeah. He's watching you. And so, because he went right behind you. And I thought
it was
really
so obvious.
Because your sister was standing behind you. Mm-hmm. And he came between you and your sister.
Bumped you. Tried to do a little distraction
move
there.
You think
there.
He was taking the picture to send to somebody else.
Yeah, like here's the target.
Yeah.
But then now we're all aware. We're like, bing!
We all turn around and look at him, and he looks at us. We got your number.
We know what's up, bro.
But that was our first, first.
That was weird. Yeah, it was definitely weird. And then we go down to find the only guy who's going to take us back to our boat, which is the same old dude.
Yeah, who's angry at this point.
But now there's like 20 people trying to get back to their boats.
Yes.
And people are jumping in the line. And so... We know that some people were ahead of us, but then some other Italian lady who was very kind of pushy, she's like jumping in ahead. Now, whatever happened, I'm not sure, but the old dude comes back, looks at us and goes like, I'm taking you back.
Yeah. And well, speaking Italian, and thank goodness Willow was there because we had no idea
what
he was
saying. Get on the boat, and then as we're putt-putting out, all of a sudden... My niece, my 23-year-old niece.
Beautiful Sabi.
Beautiful, she's about to graduate in her bachelor's, and she jumps up and she goes, hey, suka, suka! And she's like...
What? Screaming at the people on the shore.
Because they had said, oh, look at those Germans.
They called us Germans.
And well, that did not sit well with Sabina, and she's like making foul motions. And yelling, and then the old guy's yelling. He's like, I'm not going to take anybody back to the boat.
And Willow's yelling at Sabi, stop.
I'm just looking at this old dude like, here's 20 euros. You're taking us to the boat, right? Please, 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 please.
And I'm like, I like spicy Sabi.
Wow, she was out of control. And Julius was like ready. And the people there were jumping in the water trying to come after us. Like, I don't know. My back was to it all. I didn't know what happened there, but something.
I just saw
Italian,
Sabi.
Man. It was like an Italian smackdown.
I was in awe of Sabi. I'm like, girl, you go, girl.
She was not taking any
crap. And then
Willow
was like, you better stop, sister. It was like true Italian.
That was quite hilarious.
That was pretty
quite
funny.
Hilarious.
So yeah, so we start puttering back, and then we stop again.
Yeah,
you know,
do another jump.
To jump, and so of course Willow jumps in, and I'm like, Adam, are you gonna go? I was like, I'm not going in. You're like, I don't know if I'm gonna go in. And Sabi goes to you.
Oh, your little sister jumped in. You can't jump in. What are you, a little girl? These kids, man, they have no respect. They had no respect.
You're like, swim back, sister.
Yeah, let me show you how it's done.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Anyway, it was, and then we had a lovely little quick dinner here
afterwards. Afterwards. It was so much fun to spend time with them. Yeah. It really was.
They're smart. They've got everybody's number. They know what's happening politically. They understand the world, and they're not on social media. No one was sitting there. You know,
no,
doom
we were
scrolling,
not on our
anything like that. Mm-mm. At all. Not at
all. They were very present. Very, very present. And your nephew, Julius, I mean, he is focused on his career. He's like, no drinking, no drugs, no women.
No girls.
I'm focused on my career. And I'm like, that is good. That's good. It's totally good.
But they're all, you know, they're all starting out on their, well, Sabi has, you know, one more exam to take.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of launching in their lives. And it's just, I mean, I remember when she was born.
I know. She's so beautiful, too. She's so beautiful. So that was a fun day.
Yeah.
But you're like going on and on and on. I'm like, dude, it's 9 o'clock. I'm tired.
Like, we were back talking. At the hotel, like, hanging out. Well, I love my family.
I know. But it was like, oh my God, I'm just tired.
But these kids are, you know, they're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because they know
well,
what's
going
on.
Here you are, you're educating them about the central bank digital coins.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're like, they know what kind of crap we eat in America. They love America. By the way, Italians love America.
And we brought up the Arby's story, and I don't think we shared the story. So Adam's nephew, Matteo, came in 2016, so 7 years ago.
He was 18 or 19.
So he was in Austin when Adam had, this is before we lived together.
I took him flying. I took him shooting. I took everything Texas.
So Adam was doing his podcast, No Agenda, and Matteo was just watching television. And so when Adam came out after after he finished recording, and he asked Matteo what he wanted for dinner, and he goes, "I want to go to Arby's."
I'm like, what?
So when Adam calls me,
he'd seen all the commercials. They've got the meats, man. Arby's got the meats. I want to go to Arby's. They got the meats. So I'm like, all right, we'll go to Arby's.
You called and you're like, we're going to Arby's. I go, what?
We weren't even living together then.
No, it was like we were about a year and a half in.
He saw the commercials.
Yeah, they got the meats, man.
They got the meats. So I take him to Arby's and, you know, one bite, he's like, Arby sucks.
So we brought that up at the dinner yesterday, and I go, I tell everybody that story nobody eats at Arby's.
No, but it was so funny. But you know, they know good food.
Yes,
they understand. And also, they said, you know, all this stuff that's happening, Italy's not going to stand for.
No, because they're starting to push the mask mandates, anyway.
They said the revolution starts here.
Yeah,
they said the revolution.
And I like hearing that from young people. Yeah, I really do. They're not buying hook, line, and sinker. No. Anyway, it was a fabulous day.
That was fabulous. Yeah, my heart is still very full from that.
I know, baby. I know.
Thank you so much for arranging that. That was fantastic.
Well, thank you, Anthea. Well, and then today, our last day in Italy. How was our last day?
Our last day, I mean, I could not have topped it off any better than this, where we're taken to Portofino, which is very, very classy, very expensive part of this coast, where there's $75 million yachts moored in front
We've
of
We've seen these yachts that had four levels.
The Zazu.
$75 million. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So we're going to an eco farm for a cooking class. And we're not quite sure exactly what this is going to be.
We have no idea what's going on. I've got sandals and a dress on. I'm like, I'm cute.
Well, you had been pestering me since the booking of this, saying, well, there's like a 15-minute hike. Do you think you can cut it? Will you be able to handle it? And so, I'm like, whatever. It was like low to moderate hike. And I didn't know if it was part of we basically didn't know what it was. Like, are we going to hike for a bit and then pick some tomatoes? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's all fine. So Peter's back. Peter takes us there. We meet at the pharmacy, and there's Daniel.
In like a little modified golf cart.
What
vehicle was that?
You know, I forgot to look.
It was a tin can. It was
like a tin can bus, very tiny, like a clown mobile.
Yes.
And they're like, hey. And boom. And he starts driving up. This road just gets smaller and smaller and narrower.
Only one car can fit one at a time. And I'm like, we're driving
past the classy hotels, higher and higher and higher. And then all of a sudden we stops, and there's Marta. Marta says, hi. Hi, Marta. All right. Well, we're going to walk up. This was the hiking portion. It was basically to get up to this eco farm. And so they have this farm, which has been...
hiking. It was like stepping on rocks. And here I have sandals on.
You're with your sandals. I'm like, what were you thinking?
You were huffing and puffing behind me.
Dude, I was so not huffing and puffing. I'm like, boop, 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 boop. I was vaping. I'm vaping like, hello, this is fine. This is just fine.
I'm good.
You didn't hear me vaping? I'm vaping all the way up.
Like, I heard your breath. It was on the back of my neck.
That was my vape. I'm like... I'm vaping. Like, ah, okay,
you're so
it's fine.
Full of it.
And Tina's like, oh, give me a hand because, you know, I'm on my slippers here. I'm like, anyway, so I was like 15 minutes up. And seriously, on rocks and through, you know, it was a path.
Gravel.
Yeah, it was a path. But, and then we get to the first station where there's water.
Yes,
yeah,
so she's God, like, you want water. Some water? We're like, oh.
And she tells a bit about this farm. And so it's a completely ecological farm. The owners, you know, they restored this whole area. And we're at the top. You can see.
We thought for sure the elevation was super high, but it was no higher than Austin.
Like, yeah, it was like, yeah, 800 feet
but
or something.
You could see down in Portofino. It was stunning.
Spectacular.
Stunning. And everything is organic there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
she didn't let us eat the grapes, though.
She
didn't offer.
What, to eat the grapes? Yeah. Taste the grapes? Yeah. No. Well, they were harvesting some. It's okay. I mean, yeah. But they have all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah.
Including our chef.
Oh, so we get the water, then we go up a little bit more, and there's the chef.
Yes.
And we're going to make pasta and pesto. Yes.
And he's like, okay, let's do this. And what? I've never made anything like this. And he's got flour and water. So, and he showed us how to knead the dough and everything, and then how to make the pesto.
You were struggling a little bit.
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit. It's very funny. Because this is fine. Yours was excellent. Yours is fine. Dude, I know what that means, okay? Let me help you here. Anyway, so
then you rolled out your dough and you're like, well, there's a little bit of my sweat in the dough. I'm like, great. Because this is all outside.
It's outside.
I'm thinking,
yeah.
I don't want his pasta.
You, why would you be so like that? There's nothing wrong with my sweat. I'm just.
Anyway. Okay, so we make the dough, yeah. And then we have to put it in the ball and wrap it up. And then
he literally goes and gets some basil. Just like, oh, the small leaves.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, don't crush it. You got to, like, use rotational friction.
And you got to put the salt and the garlic and the pine nuts first, and you grind that. And then you add the basil leaves, and you grind that. Yeah. Then you add the pickle, what's it called? What's the cheese called?
Yeah, whatever.
And then
some Italian stuff and some Parmigiano.
And then you mix it and you make your pesto. Yeah, yeah. And then he adds the olive oil. And it was good.
And then she says, okay, so he's gonna cook that, but Marta took us up to the picnic area.
Yes.
Now we're literally on the top of the hill, overlooking the entire coastline. We could see all the way to where our hotel is, basically, even though it was an hour and 45 minutes away.
We
couldn't actually see, but you could see the rock formation. And there's a little picnic table there, and it's just the two of us, and it's nothing but quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there they have some focaccia and some pesto bread and some cheeses
and one
of their own wines. And we're just sitting up there. And we just prayed, like, and thanked God for this beauty and for the privilege that we have of sitting up there.
And I thanked God that I was able to walk up with my sandals and my sneakers.
Well, there was some of that thankfulness, yes. And then they brought up our own pasta, which we had cooked.
With our pesto, which was really, really good.
So we were up there an hour, I guess.
Hour and a half, I would say, probably.
Totally enjoying it.
Yeah, had dessert, and then we walked back down. And the walk down was much quicker than the walk
up. It was very quick.
That's for sure.
Very, very quick.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And then our guy, Daniello, he took us down the hill in the little clown car. And there we are. And there was Peter, and we were good to go. And it's like an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes back.
And you're like, we got to go do the podcast.
What? We've got to do the podcast, man.
I'm tired, man.
And that's when you kind of turn into a little snippy, angry person.
Well, we had technical difficulties, which was your problem,
but then you're like, and then I love being a troubleshooter. Well, what is it? Is it the connector? Is it?
What did you do wrong?
I literally put the headphone in the wrong hole.
I could listen to you without the headphones. I could do this.
No, we're not going to do it without the headphones.
I'm like, oh, maybe there's a chance there's no show tonight.
No, there was going to be a show no matter what. Yeah. I was not going to let it happen.
Anyway, so we are just beyond grateful for all all of the experiences that we've had. And we've done this for Vineyard Nation because we've tasted many grapes.
We are graped out at this point.
Yes, we have done our research.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
And if anyone wants any hookups, any connections, if you ever want to do this trip, let us know.
Yes.
We'll definitely set you up.
Yes, for sure.
Shall we thank some people?
Yes, let's thank some people.
Definitely have to do that.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Yes, you've been listening to us. We need to hear from the Corksoakers.
Yes.
Yes.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Value for value, baby. That's what it's all about.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
All right, that's right.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Did you record that?
What, my snottering?
Yes.
Yeah, I tried to stop it, but I don't know if I got it. Jeez, I'm so, I tried to hit
so the... So sexy, baby.
We have live by value for value here. Tipping is not customary in Italy. And we keep telling people, and they say, oh, no, so no, it's value for value. Thank you so much. And that's how we operate. This is where you chime in. You know, you're on Instagram. What are you doing?
I have something to say at the end, and I just need to remember it.
Okay. You're writing a note to yourself?
Yes.
Very nice.
I'm adding it to my list.
So the type of value that we appreciate is just to let us know that you're out there and you're appreciating what we're doing. Heather did the artwork once again for us.
Heather did specific Italian artwork, and we so appreciate her.
And it's almost like kill your darlings. It's so hard because Craig sent in some artwork. It's very difficult.
I know.
It's hard to choose. Yes.
Sorry, Craig.
Did you email him?
No.
You chickened out, Craig, man.
I've been busy. I've been drinking wine. I've been making pasta.
You've been very busy. All right. So you can do a number of things to send value back. We really appreciate people who use a modern podcast app like Fountain or Podverse or Castomatic, which, by the way, is an Italian app.
Oh, it's an Castomatic?
Castomatic is made by Franco.
I wonder if that's what cereal. Killer Kate listens to Castamatic.
Well, it's Apple only. It's iPhone only.
Okay.
But he's an Italian doctor, and 4 days a week he's a doctor, and 1 day a week he works on his app.
Where does he live? In Italy?
I don't know exactly. I think he doesn't live far from Willow, actually.
Oh.
I don't think so. Yeah, we should have hooked up with him. We should have told him. He's going to be pissed now.
Oh.
You went to Italy. You didn't tell me.
You could have come here.
We want to start off with our executive and associate executive producers who have come in with just amazing value. Again, you can do it through PayPal. If you go to curryingthekeeper.com, go to our donation page. You can do it through PayPal. You can, as we said, you can donate wine through the P.O. box. You can do jingles, all kinds of stuff. You can send us Satoshis, which is Bitcoin, through one of those modern apps. And Michael Anastasio.
Oh. OG Salmonier.
OG Salmonier comes in with $100 on
Thank
the PayPals.
You, Michael.
Tina and Adam, as an upstanding citizen of Vineyard Nation stemming from Italian descent, how could I not be an executive producer of the first Curry and the Keeper episode from the land of my ancestors? I agree. That being said, I offer a decimation donation equal to one decimation donation, that is 1/10 of my annual contributions thus far. Please accept this V for V in fiat dollars. That's an Italian joke for the fiat car.
Yep, got it.
Share God, share love, and share wine from Mike. That's beautiful,
you,
brother.
Michael.
Thank you
so
much.
We so appreciate you. OG Salmonier right there.
Stepping up.
He will always forever hold that coveted title.
But now, is he ready for a second pair of glasses?
He has four now. Yes, he has four.
He has four?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Coming in is our associate executive producer, served by his grace, David Wicker, with double nickels on the dime, 55-10. And he says, Adam, I don't want to hear anything more about being gypped.
Gypped?
I think that was something I said on No Agenda.
Oh.
He says, isn't that the same as being offended?
Oh,
he's calling me out. How about that?
I like that.
I don't know, but hope y'all are having a blast and travel has stayed favorable. Yes, very much. Phoebe gonna go cray cray when she sees her best friends. I do miss her.
I know. I know you've been texting Cassandra. You're insisting on pictures. Yeah.
I let it go. I'm trying to let it go. It's like God is taking care of her. She's taking God is taking care of us.
Can I tell you that I haven't really thought about her at all?
You're a horrible mother. She's the worst mother.
I know she's in good hands.
Yes, but I'm going to tell her. Oh. Mom didn't care about you. This life is lovelier with y'all making us laugh. Thank you for your courage and travel light.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Then we have $49.99 from Mac Tank. So I guess he doesn't want to be an associate executive producer unless I just chip in the penny.
Throw in the penny.
I don't think I have a penny here.
You don't have a penny?
I don't think I have a penny.
You usually have a penny and no agenda.
Yeah, but that's the no agenda. Oh. People usually don't do this stuff.
We'll throw in the penny.
I'll throw in a penny. I want to throw in a penny because I want him to be up there where he belongs. Okay. Mac Tank had no,
I didn't get a note from Mac.
Then we have with 100,777 sats.
What?
Yeah, outdoing the podfather, the portfather. Pastor Jimmy.
Wait, 177?
100,777.
Oh, Pastor Jimmy. I miss them. I miss Annette and Pastor Jimmy. I'm excited to see them again, too.
We listened to half of their podcast on the
Fino.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll probably listen to the other half on the plane tomorrow.
I miss my girlfriend immensely. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to be a dude. I'm not going to say, I miss my boyfriend. I'm not going to say that, okay, if you don't mind. Pastor Jimmy says, Tina, I'm sorry, but I really had to laugh out loud when Adam said your hair looked like a chia pet. Love the pictures you sent. So many memories are being made. The Roadcaster served you well also. KTLD, keep the lid down and keep the ripples going. Love you. PJ plus DA. PS, we're way past due for our decanting. Have we not? First of all, let's set the lid down. Have they not been decanted?
Apparently not.
No. You they are decanted.
What a faux pas.
Go,
what a
faux pas. Oh, my yes, Pastor Jimmy, the chia pet hair, it was a real thing.
It was fabulous.
Yes.
I love it. Kate Trimble, $25.33. Yes. That's her monthly donation.
Yes, thank you, Kate.
We really appreciate those. Sweet. Those are great when you get the monthlies. Sweet. Yes.
Keep track of when you become a salmonier.
It happens before you know it. Yep.
Yeah.
Then 33,444 sats from Skippy.
Oh, Sir Brian. Sir Brian with an I. He goes, darn, I forgot to change my name.
We know it's you, Brian. Y'all asked on the last show, and I can tell you why Spaniards call Ibiza Ibiza. Ibiza.
Oh,
he has the answer.
Okay.
And this apparently is true. He says it's because when King Don Pedro, way back in the 1300s, he had a lisp. So speakers of Castilian Spanish adopted it so they did not offend the king and get executed. So everyone spoke with a lisp.
Seriously?
It's still that way today. Says I learned this in my fifth year of Spanish. So there you go.
Oh, so it's Ibiza.
And then he's throwing out a whole line of Spanish, which I'm not even going to try.
He, you know what? He texted. I don't
Bien las cubertillas del Indoro y evento de capa de la noche, y'all. Something like that. I hold know. On. He's just did, showing off. Showing did. Off.
Wait a minute. He texted me and told me what it meant. So hold on.
Can I guess? Drink a lot. Have a good time. Raise a glass. Good evening, y'all. Am I close?
Hold on. Let me see.
I'm actually pretty good at deciphering all kinds of languages.
He says it translates to, he goes, my boost, just wanted to let you know that the last part of my boost translates to lids down, bottoms up in the evening.
I nailed it.
So, that's nailed not what it. She said.
I nailed it as usual. Lids down, bottoms up. Okay. We'll do a little.
Keep the lid down.
KTLD to you too, Sir Brian, with an I. Then we have, there he is, 33,015 sats.
Comic strip blogger,
that's right. Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. This time I'd like to recommend the podcast Grumpy Old Bens.
Oh.
Hosted by Darren O'Neill from Chicago and Ryan Bemrose from Seattle, both are former IT professionals who are currently unemployed and interestingly rely on their wives' income.
Oh.
I rely on my wife's dowry.
Yes, you did. You married me for my money. We all know.
He says, myself, I work as a plumber in cloud computing platforms. They discuss a mix of tech and politics and share a close bond. You can listen to their podcast at grumpyoldbens.com. Yo, okay. CSB. Thank All you. Right. We shall on our way back to America.
Yes.
We shall listen in the plane.
Back to the mainland.
A whole row, a satchel of Richards from Gene Everett.
Oh, thank you, Gene.
That's 11,111. Boost.
Boost.
Hey, totally random, but Adam, when you played Mayday, Mayday, Brian's band, I swear the singer sounds just like the singer from a band I liked and saw live a bunch called the Ridlin' Kids. Brian, was that you, bro? I can't get over how it sounds exactly like the same singer. Cheers.
Brian doesn't sing. Brian plays bass.
He plays bass?
Yes, he doesn't
Introvert.
Sing.
Yeah. Typical.
Introvert. Yeah, yeah, nobody checks out the bass player. They're like, meh.
It's like Bill Wyman.
It's the lead singer and the guitar player.
That's
but the
right.
bass player, meh,
bass player,
pass.
Drummer, pass.
Pass. You know,
keyboards. Especially if that's one of those keyboard guitar things, very unsexy.
Or tambourine. No way.
No, dude, you're not really in the band with a tambourine.
Or triangle. Pass.
10,000 sats from Rita.
Rita
says, thank you for continuing the podcast while on holiday here in Europe. It's really cool to be able to listen in on your experiences as they happen, and it adds a great dynamic to the show. Have a great rest of your travels, and it's ga je goed. Groetjes, Rita.
Oh, Dutch. What's
She's,
that?
She says, be well and greetings from Rita.
Thank you, Rita.
Thanks, Rita. SLC 4321 Satoshis, have a wonderful holiday. Safe travels. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Let's see. True Born, 2500 sats. Oh, it's in Dutch.
Let's hear
I
it.
I will translate. Hoi, Edmentina.
Oh, hello, Edmentina.
Ga zo door.
How are you doing?
You know, keep it up.
Oh.
Fijne vakantie.
Eat the bitterballen.
Have a great vacation. Groetjes Willem van Simon. Levelt Hoofddorp Koffie en Thee Speciaalzaak. Cash is king.
Oh, okay. Something about coffee.
Yeah, so I guess he has a coffee and tea specialty store in Hoofddorp in the Netherlands.
Oh.
And he says cash is king.
Okay.
And he sent Satoshi, so
nice.
He gets
Thank
it.
You.
We appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
1111 from Leroy Me. Let me see. I hope that you both are enjoying Europe. You said you would post pictures on your Instagram.
I've
been posting
a lot. Yeah.
That reminded me that I tried following you and you haven't accepted it.
Oh, what is the name? What's his name?
Leroy Me or Matt the Metal Bender?
Oh, I'll have to look at it.
He says, maybe I'm doing something wrong. I'm not on Instagram very much.
Oh, I have to look at it because sometimes people follow me and they have no followers.
You have to approve it?
Yes, I have to accept it because I'm under private. Because sometimes people follow me and they have no followers and very little posts.
Well, that
and
sounds
so I
like
don't
him.
Trust it.
Okay, so.
So try it again.
At Leroy Me or Matt the Metal Bender.
Okay.
And he says, in the evening.
In the evening.
And he says, KTLD.
Keep the lid down.
Nice.
And then we have a couple of boosts here from a user with 94018. Change your username and found in 500, 500, and a 100. And we appreciate all of that
Thank
very
you
much.
So much.
It's so nice to know that people are listening.
Yeah.
While we're doing this vacation
it's
show.
It's about our life. And I just love that.
Yes, it is about our life, I guess, isn't
but
it?
But we are out here doing research for Vineyard Nation.
And we have determined that we're going to live here and we're going to do the show from here. We're not leaving. It's so fantastic.
I've determined that I'm probably going to stop drinking very soon.
My goodness. But I don't feel like bloated or fat from eating. Do you? No, we haven't eaten that much. I mean, it's all been so fresh.
So fresca.
So fresca. I should learn some Italiano.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little bloated. Yeah. But really? I haven't eaten a lot, but I've eaten things that I don't normally eat.
Like what is the part?
Pasta and bread.
Oh,
and
the pasta is so good.
Oh my gosh, the pasta. You so eat all good. That stuff all the time. You're hungry all the time.
I know.
All the time.
Well, it's not like
we need to buy you some stretchy pants.
Okay. So there is one little moment that I'd like to point out that was a bit of an issue. And I have it in my notes, and here we go. So I have three short pants. I have a cakey one, which I say cocky, but okay, it's cakey. What is it? How do you say that?
It's cocky.
Cocky. I said cocky, and you were laughing at me. Cocky.
Cakey.
Well, what is it? Cocky.
It's khaki.
Oh, khaki. Cake. I say cocky. You say cakey. I say cake. Cocky. What is it? What is it? What is it?
It's khaki.
Khaki. Khaki. So I have khaki shorts.
Khaki.
I have blue shorts and I have black shorts. The black shorts.
We just bought the black shorts for. We just bought those.
Relatively new.
For Jamaica, we bought those black shorts.
Okay, so that's a half a year ago.
Okay.
It's a half a year ago. So I have the black shorts. I'm glad you're laughing so hard. I have the black shorts on. I was on No Agenda Day, on show day, because I know I'm going to be sitting here. And to be honest.
No, we go down for breakfast, and I'm like, dude, your butt. It was like, what's with the shorts? They're really showcasing your butt. Like, what?
I'd like to point out that if at any point any man in the world, in any universe, any multiverse, had said that to his wife, it would have been total hell. It would have been fire, brimstone, and just like sleeping on opposite sides, sleeping in different bedrooms. But you have no problem pointing out that my ass is fat.
I did not say that.
You were laughing just the same laugh. Oh, you're like, oh, look at your poop. Look at this butt. Wow, this guy's not fitting in your pants anymore, right?
No,
I ever said to you, you're not really fitting in your pants, are you, chicky? No, if I ever said that, it would be divorce, capital D.
I was thinking, he's got a bunk to bunk, or what are they? A bunk to bunk?
Bunk. I got some junk in the trunk.
So anyway, so you wear the shorts to breakfast. Then you're all day. You're doing No Agenda. You come out.
They're open.
They're completely.
I admit it. It was pretty bad.
Oh my god, my stomach is hurting so bad.
Oh,
it was so
goodness.
Funny, babe. I love you.
Here comes I love you, but don't worry, I love you, so it's not a problem. Do you have anything else on your list?
Yes. I just want to say, I love traveling with you. I have the most fun with you.
We do have fun.
We travel so well together. We are together 24/7, and we still laugh. We still have things to talk about.
Yes.
And I grow more and more in love with you. So
my goodness, darling.
That's what I want.
Thank you.
That
so
was
much.
The last. That's what I was typing on my last list. Because I said, oh my gosh, we travel so well together, and I adore you.
I am looking forward to a lot more travel.
And
with
I
you.
Like your
I
big
the junk mouth. In my trunk. All right, everybody, we'll be back next Wednesday, and we will do it for you once again. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thanks for letting us know that you value what we do. Curry and the Keeper will return, and Tina Marie Curry, I love you so much.
I love you too, baby.
Keeper.